All right, injury report for today. Osbury didn't practice shoulder. Tyvon Branch didn't practice with an ankle. Lucas Nix did not practice ankle. Menlik Watson did not practice knee. Kevin Burnett was limited in practice with an illness. So I'll open it up to questions.
Are all of those guys going to be out, you think, except for Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to comment on who's going to be out or who's not going to be out. I mean, those guys weren't able to practice. The guys are able to get back out and practice tomorrow and are healthy enough to play, they'll be up and ready for the game.
So more than likely they've got to hit the field tomorrow for them to have a realistic shot?
Well, I mean, you know, tomorrow or Saturday, we got the extra day to prepare. So we still got a couple of days for them to get some practice time in.
Coach, Denver's wide receivers are really good after the catch. How do you mitigate that?
Well, we got to get 11 guys chasing the ball. You know, they do a great job of getting those guys the ball in space, getting them on some underneath routes and giving them an opportunity to run with the ball after they catch it. So it's going to take all 11 guys chasing the football and to get these guys down. We got to do a great job of tackling in space. And I think that's what you see with this team. They get their playmakers the ball in space and let them go make plays. And we got to be able to take the space away.
The style of runners that you guys have, how do you feel, you know, you guys match up with Denver's run defense?
Well, I mean, I think we want to be able to run the football, obviously. That's something that we like to be able to do every week. We feel good about the guys that we have in the backfield and the schemes that we have to run the football. So we feel good about where we're at there. And again, it's going to come down to our execution, both in the run game and the pass game, against their defense.
Are the Broncos as good against a run as a number show because they get the point where they're playing at the huge lead?
Well,
so the teams aren't going to run against them much.
Yeah, the numbers are what they are. I mean, the average yards per carry is not very good against their defense, so they do a good job of stopping the run. They did a good job of stopping the run last year. So they're obviously and they're a well-rounded football team all over, and they're well-rounded on defense. They do a good job against the run. They do a good job against the pass. They're at the top of the league in third down. They're at the top of the league in red zone defense. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
I'm sure when you were conducting your interviews for offensive coordinator and when you talked to Greg, I'm sure you talked about a million different things, your personnel and this and that. How much of a discussion was prior in the conversation? What would you do with this guy?
Yeah, well, he was part of the discussion. And we went into the season expecting to have a package of plays and be able to use Terrell. And Terrell's improvement is giving us the opportunity to, you know, obviously use him more. So that was something that we discussed the very beginning when we were going through the hiring process. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Scott, get anything?
Really?
No pressure.
You talked about just working with Coach Fox. Does it help or hinder the preparation you? We already asked this question.
No.
Just, you know, kind of knowing how Coach Fox thinks and vice versa, how does that affect the preparation?
You know, I don't know that it affects it a whole lot. I mean, I think Fox is a great coach. He's obviously done a great job with that football team. You know, he's been able to take two different styles of quarterbacks and manage an offense, in two extreme circumstances. So I think he does a great job. Does a great job with the players, motivating the players. I learned a lot from him in the year that I was there, and he's still a guy that I respect greatly. You know, in this profession, and he's helped me a lot.
But it's nothing that you're going to have to be like, oh, like he might think that I'll do this, so I'll do that. Do you not get into the mind game?
No, not really. I mean, I think you know, I'm sure he's preparing his team. You know, to play against our team, and I'm preparing our football team to play against, their offense, their defense, their kicking game. I don't think my relationship with him or the fact that I work there is really much of a factor.
The coaching tree is now all over the AFC West with you and Mike. And, you know, I'm sure that comes from you guys having some success, but what is it about, kind of maybe like what you learned in that brief stop that you still carry with you?
Well, listen, there's a lot of things that you learn as you go through. We as coaches in the National Football League, we make several stops along our career, and you try to take as much as you can away from each stop. And I've learned a lot from everybody that I've worked for. I think just watching, you know, Foxy and how he handles a football team, you know, everywhere he's been, his players have played extremely hard for him, and they've done a nice job. So he's a great football coach. Got a lot of respect for him, and I'm sure he'll have his team ready to play.
How has Matt Flynn handled being the backup, and are you confident that if he needed to play, he could go in and move the team?
Well, I'm absolutely confident that if he needed to play, he could go in and move the team. Mm-hmm. He's handled himself like a professional. He's done everything that we've asked him to do, and he understands how this league works, mm-hmm. and he knows that his number could be called at any time, and he's got to be ready to go in there when it is, and I got all the confidence in the world that he will be.
Yesterday, Reggie talked a little bit about how impressed he was with Lamar and his maturation process as a right defensive end coming into the season. You guys saw him as kind of somebody you could pin things to. How much higher is his ceiling as far as improvement goes?
I think he's got a lot of improvement. I mean, I still think he's, you know, he's coming into his own as a veteran, but yet he's still relatively young. There's a lot of growth and a lot of improvement that he can make. I think, you know, with all these guys, you know, just the more opportunities they have, the more reps they get, the more plays they play, the more they're able to see, the better they're going to get. It's just really a matter of, you know, how hard are they going to work at it, and Lamar's worked extremely hard at it.
Are you working Matt Flynn as a holder experiment?
Yeah, we've worked him some.
The possibility you can make a switch there, you just trying it out?
Well, we'll see. You know, we've got to be better in that area, and that's an area that we've got to improve on. It's an area that we've been really good at, and we've got to make sure we improve in that area.
Coach, you've been on both sides of it now, Denver, Oakland. How do you rate the rivalry?
Well, it's a tremendous rivalry. I mean, I think, you know, obviously these two teams, the history of these two teams goes way back, and it's always a heated battle. There's always a lot of excitement that goes along with this game, and it's a fun game to be a part of, the history of this, you know, the tradition of this rivalry, and we're looking forward to continuing it.
Even more so on Monday night. These two teams have played on Monday night more than any others ever.
Yeah, I think any time these two teams play, you know, it's a I think you're always going to get everybody's best shot, so it'll be fun.